I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andrew in my dressing room. I'm not in the clubhouse, but I'm getting ready to go in there because Gigi and Mike are here from Shaws of Sunset. Tonight was a really... Reza and MJ got a little shady there, and... really anxious to hear what these two are going to say. I have a feeling they're going to go nuts on MJ and Reza. If you notice me repeating a lot of the questions, it's because Gigi is like partially deaf. So I always try to very subtly repeat everything that the callers say so I can make sure that she hears. It's a little backstage tip. All right, see you in there.
Roses are red, violets are blue, it's a Shaw's Valentine's Day, and Gigi will cut you. It's Watch What Happens Live with Gigi and Mike from Shaw's of Sunset now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who wanted to be a bridesmaid and a man who'd probably like to do one. From Shaws of Sunset, please welcome Gigi and Mike.
Sorry, Mike. I mean, what else could I expect?
You're so fun to give crap to. It's great to see you. You're looking incredible.
Thank you, Andy. You do this as well. Oh,
thank you. And she is a singer and actor who played Elphaba in Wicked on Broadway. Her voice will leave you floored. So tipping back drinks till she leaves herself floored. It's our bartender, Shoshana Bean. Hey, Shoshana. Great to see you. Coming off a very triumphant run at the Apollo Theater, I might add. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When you kill the Apollo...
where do you go? You come here.
Exactly, but she's on tour, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. I want to get started. You know, MJ has come a long way from that busted hot mess of a condo. Look at this new house of hers. This is a real...
Yeah.
This is kind of made. Now, is that in the hills?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you live in the house, hills too?
Yes.
Okay, no Reza is your... You what?
I own mine.
The shade has already started. You own yours. Yours is in a lot worse shape. Let's take a look at yours. I mean, okay, well, that's...
Wait, Andy, did you see that couch? That orange couch?
Yes, I love the orange couch.
He's been trying to sell that couch for like 8 months now, and we're all like, who wants to buy like a jizz-infested couch?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was interested in the couch before you said that. Gigi and Mike came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First of all, Mike may claim claimed that he's ready to settle down and is no longer spreading his seed. According to Reza, Mike's favorite gardening tool is still the hoe. Take a look.
I met a girl. Her name is Mona. She's a dope chick.
You having fun?
Yeah.
Good.
There's obviously something between us, right? Once she sees me snowboarding, it's done deal.
You need to marry a very, very, very rich man. I'm keeping her in the friend zone. I think we're going to be very good friends. Morgan is it. Morgan is the one who I want to pursue and see what happens.
At some point, he has to be like, I like dating hoes.
Hi, I'm Mona. Nice to meet you.
I'm not shocked at all that Mike is able to go from Mona to Morgan. Mike is very, very shallow.
Mike, this are you guy, shallow?
This guy.
Are you shallow?
I don't think
and so. So it begins.
Okay. Here's what. While Mike was striking out with Mona, Gigi and Mona's brother were starring in a very fishy production of Finding Nima. Watch.
Want to have some sperm?
I would do that.
This is fantastic.
We're just getting started. This is our first date.
I technically do have a girlfriend.
You do?
Yeah.
Then why are you flirting with my friend?
Because she's beautiful.
I'm so flattered right now.
You should let me take you out. No way.
And what if it turns into something more?
Right. All I can think about is I have a girlfriend. I tried to kiss another girl.
Did you go home and tell her?
I have to tell her. I can't hold the guilt in
this, by the way.
Hey, G.
Hey, Gigi, what's up?
She's showing her boobs.
I didn't even do anything with this kid. I backed away from the kiss, and now he wants to tell his girlfriend about it.
I am really...
Oh, my God. Well, I will say this about him. Given what all you've been through with guys, he seems... I mean, he's such a man of... You know,
Andy, I give him so much credit.
You do.
For knowing me just a few hours and having heard so many random things about me to take that approach.
Right.
I gave him, I was actually flattered. I was.
It's stupid.
It's a lot of like balls to do that.
Yeah.
I give him credit.
I do too. Second, tonight, MJ threw a Valentine's Day party to celebrate her upcoming nuptials and even gifted Gigi with someone from her marital past. Oy. Here's what. That made Gigi want to take Cupid's arrow and use it to spear MJ in the throat. Take a look at this.
Gigi, look back over there. We have a good friend, MJ and I. Don't turn around, girl.
She was also married to Shalom.
Stop touching me.
Okay, relax.
I don't like these people anymore.
I know. Come on.
These people.
I love Golnessa, but I have no intention of enabling my friends who act like assholes.
I have a dying father. I have a lot going on right now. So which one do you want to be? You want to be there for me or you want to be against me?
This is conversation.
You're going to laugh? No. Never mind.
I was, that seemed, I have to say, Shoshana's reaction to watching the clip was actually worth everything. I was really, I mean, I've seen some shady stuff on the show.
That was really a new level of low.
Bringing out Shalom's ex. Now, do you know Shalom's ex?
I've never met her in my life. I just, you know, part of a lot of the, you know, stuff that ended between us, me hearing about him being married before.
And he tried to meet her and talk to her.
I wanted to, ideally, yeah, because my thing was going south. But the way that happened,
your
it was
thing
just
was going
so,
south?
They see, were you surprised that MJ and Reza, they seemed a little gleeful about it.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
They planned this.
Right.
Like premeditated nonsense.
They were on stage with a microphone.
Right.
In the middle of your wedding team announcement to say that when they know right now what I'm going through legally with Shalom. Like, why do that to me?
What is the status of what you're going through with Shalom?
God willing.
Right, you were married for, you knew each other for a day. You were married for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And so why are you in such a legal thing? I don't understand.
He decided to go that way. He decided to take that route and want to go.
What does he want?
He wanted money. He wanted whatever.
So there was never a prenup?
No, there wasn't.
Right. Gigi.
He settled it. He's saying he's willing to sign right now. So hopefully, God willing, in 2 months, 3 months, it'll be done.
You
ask your friend. That's your boy. That's your boy.
Are you going to have to pay him? Are you going to have to pay this guy?
No. Just a lot of legal fees I paid.
Wow. Okay, finally, last season, Mike was in the shoe business, but on last week's Shaws, we learned that he was dabbling in a new trade, comedy. Watch.
You had to go for that ego.
I don't have an ego.
Ha 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 ha
you what? We're going to test Mike to see if he has an ego, to see if his ego is still a laughing matter with a round of ego. No, he didn't. I'm going to ask you an ego challenging question and score your answer with either A or... Okay, let's go. Mike, have you ever been in a situation where you couldn't perform?
No.
We don't believe you. What's the last thing you cried about?
My grandma being in the hospital.
Okay. I think the control room doesn't want to put applause because that's a sad thing, see? But we like it. In your adult life, have you ever wet your bed?
No.
Who is the bigger catch, you or Jessica? On a scale of 1 to 10, how big is your ego?
A 9.
A 9. Oh, okay, very good. This is fun.
I love being here.
What is the weirdest thing that's ever gotten you aroused? What part of your body is your biggest problem area?
Flat feet.
Okay, last up. Which fellow Shah's life are you most jealous of and why?
None.
I thought that was going to be a boo. Thank you very much for playing. Okay. Let's go to the phones. It's Carly from Pennsylvania. I love a Carly. What's your question?
Oh, hi, Andy. I'm a huge fan.
Hi. Oh, I'm waving. You can't. Oh, yeah. You...
My question is for Gigi.
I'm on television. Yes, what's your question for Gigi?
Gigi, were you really surprised that MJ didn't ask you to be a part of her bridal party after you kept making digs about her marriage?
You kept making digs about her marriage. Were you really surprised you weren't in her bridal party?
No. I wasn't. Honestly, I think the way it just kind of came off was that there was like a lot of jealousy because of the way I reacted. But I was really reacting to the jab she took at me the night before when she said I have effed up values when it comes to whatever the thing happened. So I jumped in and wanted to, you know, tit for tat. But I had no jealousy. I really would not want to be a part of that wedding because we were not that close. We haven't been close for like 2 years.
Right. Mike, Gina T wants to know if you feel bad for jumping in when Gigi made the joke about Reza sleeping with MJ during his Man of Honor announcement in Big Bear.
It was a really awkward moment, and I was trying to make light of it and make it funny. And, you know, it may have seemed that I was throwing jabs, but it just... There was too much animosity happening, so I was just trying to be funny.
Lighten it up.
Yeah.
Okay, both of you. Tawny N wants to know if you guys were aware of the fact that MJ and Reza slept with each other prior to the big reveal.
Yeah, MJ. Reza's been talking about it for years.
Yes.
Yeah, years.
I don't even think it's real.
I don't think so either.
Maya B. emailed, do you agree with Reza's assessment that you only like dating hoes?
No, Reza is full of crap, and he loves to throw daggers. And he should be careful because I know the kind of guys he likes to date and what him and Adam do in private.
No, I'm telling you, after Mike saw this episode, he literally just was like, "That I did not expect him to say a word like that." I was like, "What happened?" He goes, "He called me shallow." And I was like, "Wow."
It's like, anyways.
Let's go to Bridget from New Jersey. Hey, Bridget, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hey.
My question is for both Gigi and Mike.
Okay, that's appropriate. They're both here.
Yeah. Do you think that Reza threw MJ under the bus for inviting Shalom's ex to her party when he knew all along and could have warned Gigi?
Absolutely. That's the way he operates. He doesn't know how to play fair. So he comes to war with, like...
I brought this on because I thought you guys were great.
Me and Reza?
Yeah.
I love Reza.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with him.
Oh, okay, good.
But I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat what he's done wrong. Right. I mean, it's wrong what he did.
I mean, yes. We see this when everyone else sees it. You guys see it too. So it's like when we find out that people are saying things behind our back, it hurts. Like it's the first time for us.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, next week, Shaz, Nima maybe becomes the first man in Bravo history to confess an almost transgression to his girlfriend. And if you think this sounds awkward, this is every moment as awkward as it sounds. Take a look.
Oh, my God.
I have, like, terrible anxiety talking about the situation that happened in Big Bear. I can't escape how bad I feel. It's just been kind of, like, killing me. It's been eating me alive for, like, days.
Get to the point?
There was, like, almost a kiss.
How do you almost kiss someone? Why are you making such a stupid mistake?
I am not going to waste another second of your time.
I don't even want to look at you. I'm getting more and more angry the more you talk.
Yeah, the truth comes out. He doesn't want to be with her.
Right. And I was the crutch.
Yeah.
You were the crutch?
You were the crutch?
Crutch. Crotch.
You were the crotch. And I was the crotch.
You're being plagiarized.
Right.
I was plagiarized.
That's really funny. Wow, that was interesting.
Yes.
So you think that he used that idea to get out of this relationship?
Yeah, he's been talking.
I mean, would
he's
you
weak
ever
when
do
it comes
that,
to women.
Indeed?
He doesn't know how to end things, so he'll just like continue in these relationships.
Who does that?
I need to know the process of his hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Ask him.
I'm going to. Let's go to Gabby from San Antonio. Hey, Gabby, what's your question? Your crotch.
Hello. Andy, just want to tell you I'm so excited. I'm on the phone with you. I've been in France since day one.
Thank you. That's nice.
Thank you so much. My question, Mike and Gigi, hello. Mike,
hello.
You look as great as ever, like always.
Oh, thank you.
My question is for you. What is your relationship with Jessica now, and do you think that MJ's marriage will last longer? Oh, and by the way, Mike, your haircut came out really good.
Thank you. I got my beard trimmed, actually, but thank you. Me and Jessica are in a great place. She reaches out to me when she needs help with things and, like, when she needs advice, and I give it to her and I help her, and I love her, and I want her to do well. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Is she dating anyone?
She is seeing someone.
And I think the other question is, do you guys think MJ's...
And let me answer that. Absolutely, because Tommy's seen MJ at her worst.
Right.
So it can't get any worse than that. So it's only uphill from here. And he loves her, and I love him for loving her as much as he does.
Connie from Rutland, Massachusetts. Gigi, have you covered up your Shalom tattoo? Do you regret getting it?
I have not covered up the tattoo, and I absolutely do not regret getting it. And, I was really nervous. I do a situation you guys saw, like, in the trailer where I'm doing laser removal, but I regretted it and I stopped it, and it's still fully there.
It's game time, everybody. Gigi's life may be an open book, but an incident on tonight's show has had us wondering, does she actually open books? Watch.
Are you going for a job?
Completely plagiarized by your cologne.
You're plagiarized by his cologne?
I'm just overly... Written, overly cheated, done.
Okay, in honor of that, it's time for Can She Correctly Use It? Gigi, we're going to show you a word in the monitor. Mike's going to predict whether you can use it correctly in a sentence. Then you'll demonstrate. Let's play. Okay, this first one is pernicious. Mike, can she use it in a sentence?
Hell no.
You're so pernicious.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
That was not the question.
Okay, next one. It's so funny. Lexicon. Can she use lexicon?
No.
Gigi?
I had to fall upon a moment where I knew how to use the word lexicon.
I mean... I mean, technically, she, you know, if the game is, can she use it in a sense? Okay, wait, she may be outsmarting all of us. Superfluous.
Superfluous. Superfluous.
Okay. Okay, next one. The answer's no there.
Oh, I
okay,
know.
Abstain,
to,
yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
I use this word a lot in law, and when you get arrested, you gotta go, like, abstain. You need to do, yes, I definitely know how to use that word. Don't worry.
Well, then use it.
Not to do, by the
I know
way.
That, that's okay. What I'm saying. You know
you
it in
use
law.
Use it when you get arrested?
Yeah, so you can use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I was only 15. I was 15.
Okay, last word. Fertilize.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I need to get fertilized with some sperm.
Oh! Let's go to Linda from California. Hey, Linda, what's your question?
Linda.
Hey, Andy. Hi, Mike. Hi, Gigi.
Hey, hey.
Hey, we love you guys over here in San Francisco. Andy, you need to get out here.
I'm coming with Anderson Cooper in November. Come see us.
Yes, 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 I can't wait. So I have a question for both Mike and Gigi.
Okay.
Okay. So I was wondering, what are both of your romantic feelings like towards Nima and Mona now? And do you feel like they're a little too close to each other?
Do I feel like what?
Do you feel like Nima and Mona are a little too close to each other?
Okay, so now that I know their whole story and we've gotten closer, it kind of makes a little bit more sense. I think when you haven't been in someone's life for that many years and then all of a sudden you're reintroduced, yeah, and you're supposed to be brother and sister,
right,
it's awkward,
it's
a little right, bit, right?
They're making up
so
for lost time.
They're
making up for lost time.
And they haven't set boundaries yet, but
individually.
They just love each other. And it seems a little weird, but it's not.
That's you guys will
nice.
See past
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like how close they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to this young woman who took her college graduation photo with a giant alligator named Big Tex. I mean,
that's cute. Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure, by the way, if her parents have gotten her a graduation present. But if not, I know where they can get a one-of-a-kind handbag.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. I would never. Today's Jackhole goes to the newest food trend of smoked watermelon because it's what I imagine a roasted spleen would look like. Also, it's weird because when I smoke watermelon, it looks more like this. Wow, thanks, guys, for giving me that long hair. Put that back up. I just want to take a look at this. I have long hair and headphones on. That's hilarious. Okay, that's how I smoke a bong. I want to thank Gigi, Mike, and Shoshana. Hey, everybody. It is the after show. I'm here with Gigi and Mike. Behind the bar, Shoshana Bean, who, you go to ShoshanaBean.com for more info. There's a piece of Broadway history in our clubhouse. That duck that's over there under the disco ball, I'm trying to see who that, who this guy is. Who is this a Harry Potter? Oh, no, it's my rabbi. It's Rabbi Kleinbaum. This is next to David Arquette's old beeper, and then there's this little duck right there. Shoshana, explain what this duck is, because you're the mother of that duck. That's are you not?
Friend. Yeah, we were, doing the Hairspray pre-Broadway run in Seattle, and
Shoshana was in the original Broadway cast of Hairspray, among other things. And you were doing the original run.
Right, we were staying in the Homewood Suites in Seattle. So I'm going to get myself in trouble, but we stole this duck from the lobby. You know, they decorate their lobbies. The duck is like their mascot, I guess. So we stole this duck, and it literally became the Hairspray mascot. It was on the Tonys with us. We put it on Good Morning America with us. It was
every appearance. It was on stage all the time. And John Hill wound up donating the duck to our clubhouse. So I absolutely love it. And if you, so there you go. Thanks for explaining that. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Christine. I'm from Lynbrook, New York.
Hey, what's your question?
Why didn't Gigi return her engagement ring to Shalom after the very quick marriage?
Good question. Why didn't you return your engagement ring, babe?
Well,
do you think maybe he wouldn't have sought out legal?
100%. I don't think he would have came as hard, but I do.
Jessica gave him my
ring
back.
At one point, no.
Wow.
No, at one point we agreed. I said I agree to give you the ring back only if you sign off on this whole document, non-disclosure, just to walk away, divorce me, leave me alone. And he said no.
Oh well. That's Meshuggahna. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Right, Mike?
Hi, Andy. Love you.
This is
Alyssa from New Jersey.
Okay.
My question is for both Gigi and Mike.
Okay.
When was the last time you guys spoke to Asa, and do you think her and MJ will ever be good?
When's the last time you spoke to Asa, both of you?
No.
Wow, no.
I have not.
We talk through social media.
Okay. Oh, that's always healthy. Will she and MJ ever get back together?
Who
no.
Who cares?
Okay, back to who cares? Well, the caller does. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Gail Brella. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Gigi and Mike.
Hi.
What's up?
They're waving at you.
Awesome. So, Mike June.
Yes, ma'am.
My question's for you. Why do you continue to flirt with Gigi if you claim there are no feelings there?
With Gigi if there are no feelings? And also what?
And do you think that the two of you could ever become an item?
Never.
So why do you keep flirting with her?
Because, dude, I love her, and we flirt and we joke, and it's like...
Both individually very flirtatious people. We flirt with the other
everybody. I even flirt with Andy when I see
all the time.
Even back to the phones. Caller, what's your name? From where are you calling? I know. I'm just
kidding. Baby.
Hey,
he's got too much of an ego for me.
Hey,
ego.
What'd you say?
It's so good to talk to you.
It's so good to talk to you.
So I just have a question for Mike and Gigi.
Okay.
So, you both have had anger issues in the past with this group. Okay. How do you remain calm with them now?
How do you remain calm now?
You've both had anger issues with the group. How do you remain calm now? Well, you broke a glass in tonight's episode.
I woosah. And I calm down. I've incorporated cannabis into my life, and I push Xanax away, and I'm going all natural. God's greens.
There you go. It's legal, everybody. In California, very good. I want to thank Gigi and Mike and Shoshana for being on TV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.